Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Glad nobody asked me, or I would have said, yeah, he's at the coffee. He's at the coffee pot. He's getting a coffee. He'll be right back. That's where Al is. They ask this question every single time.
Let's get one thing right out the gate here.
Hit me.
First of all, start doing the dishes. How about that? Start off with that.
Okay. Oh, I would. Who's
and I'm
the
not saying put
one?
Him in the dishwasher. First off, if you're going to put him in the dishwasher, rinse him. Get all the marks off of it first before it goes in there.
You're singing my song. Do you know how many times I've had that conversation?
Yeah, well, we're having that conversation.
Well, you're going to talk to Mrs. Rogers.
And stop mixing the whites and...
No, she's got that. I swear. Hey, this isn't clean. Yeah, but it doesn't.
Yeah,
there's half of a slice of pizza on that plate.
Yeah, you
need to
do that.
Scrub it off before you put it in the dishwasher because it's just going to come out and there's going to be a quarter slice of pizza on it.
No, I just cooked rice. There's rice all on the bottom. Let me put the whole pot in there. No, the dishwasher will take care of it. Don't worry.
It's a bad look. Let me give a quick shout out. We were just talking about everybody at the Rams game yesterday that comes up. Mustafa, Carey, Chacho, and the Nogales High School baseball coach. Everybody that came by yesterday to say hey, to talk about Travis Lee. Thank you so much for stopping by. Thank you so much for listening to the show and everything that comes along with it. I will encourage anybody else that goes to the Rams games, come by. We are right out there in front of SoFi Stadium on the south side. Come on by. We can chat a little bit. Or after the game at the Hollywood Park Casino for the Coors Light postgame show, also a good spot.
They're like, hey, Trav, we love you, man. When's Slee's contract up?
They love you.
What do you think? Get another person in that seat here pretty soon?
I forget the guy's name. Joe, maybe? Joe, if it's not your name, Joe, but it's a roofer. Okay, he comes to me. We talked a little bit. He runs a roofing company.
You guys had some roof conversations. You start kind of putting yourself in there.
We kind of did. And I said to him, he goes, I haven't asked Slee. I said, well, give it to me right now, and I'll ask him. And I put him on the spot. He goes, does he need a new roof? So I don't know if you're in the market for a roof, but if you are, Joe the roofer can hook you up.
Shingle roof, and what are we looking at here?
I'm sure he's got options.
The most in-depth conversation I can get into right there. That's it.
You don't want to get into tile or shake or whatever it is that you want to do. What sort of flashing are we going to put around the chimney?
We're also the ones that make fun of each other for walking into a Home Depot and just that, like, what that look. Like, I probably walk into a Home Depot and say, hey, you guys sell Diet Coke here? You know, they have this like little fridge.
Right by the checkout.
Yeah, just take some Twizzlers and a Diet Coke. Thank you.
You use it as your 7-Eleven. I'm impressed. See, I'm even more dangerous, Al. Like, you're in a better spot than I am because I know the names of all the things. I just don't know what any of them are used for because I worked at a hardware.
That's pretty good.
I worked at Sears for a couple of years in the hardware department. So I know, like, if you said to me, I need a 3/4-inch auger on a router, I know exactly what that is. I don't know what you use it for. But I know what it is. I could walk you over to the part of the store and get it
That's
for you.
That's still impressive.
But I know because
no, you can carry on a conversation with a contractor.
So I'm thinking about this sort of. I don't know. What else do you want? I'm that guy. I have absolutely no skills at all. ESPN Radio brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. 12-12 through 24 games, and like you said a minute ago, Al, where this is an opportunity for them to build some momentum, and it doesn't happen. And then they'll win a couple of games. Hey, maybe now they can start building some momentum, and it doesn't happen. We've been 24 games into the season, and you asked a question this morning. We were chatting, and I think it's a really good one, and I want an answer from Laker fans as well, 877-710-ESPN. Do you still think that this team is good enough to compete for an NBA championship as currently constructed? Obviously, trade deadline and some other things, but coming into the season, I think all Laker fans were, this team is going to be in the mix for a championship. We've seen what Phoenix and Golden State look like, and we've seen what the Lakers look like through 24 games. What do you think?
So we'll throw it out there. 877-710-ESPN, if you still think this team, as constructed, sitting at .500 right now, still will be in the mix for an NBA championship. So I'm going to say yes. I still think they'll be in the mix. And I don't know how much I like my reasons to it, but I'll explain my thought process here. Do they have time? Yes, they have time. Now, that doesn't mean that we haven't seen a good sample size of what this squad is already, because I can, you know, go down the list of things that I like, things that I dislike, and just, you know, go from there. The one thing that makes me think that, as constructed as they are right now, why I still think they could be a mix for a championship if this is the roster that they stay with, is because LeBron James and Anthony Davis have won a championship together, and that those two are obviously, just think about this, whether it's the Phoenix Suns or the Golden State Warriors or the Utah Jazz or any of those teams, you're going to have to beat LeBron and Anthony Davis mm-hmm. four times out of seven. Mm-hmm. Do I feel, if you kind of take how I felt before the season started to where I feel now, I feel a lot different. I mean, there's no sugarcoating it, right? And if you didn't like the offseason because you didn't think Russell Westbrook would be a perfect fit with the Lakers,
yeah.
or if somebody thought that, you know what, you brought in too many veterans, there's not enough youth there, or whatever the reasons are, LeBron's going into his 19th season on top of the three seasons, whatever your hesitation was, well, now we got a chance to see 24 games and X amount of games with LeBron, Anthony Davis, and Russell Westbrook together. I'm going to tell you, tomorrow when the Lakers play the Boston Celtics, I have no idea who's going to be starting tomorrow, because I don't think they have an idea of what five players mix well together, look good together. I don't know if Anthony Davis is going to be the dominating player, or is he going to be the player that it just has an okay game for his standard.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Russ is going to have a triple-double, or he's going to have six turnovers. I don't know if LeBron is going to play iso ball and take 12 threes, or he's going to get to the basket and have an unbelievable game. The problem every single night is I have no idea who's going to show up. So when I sit here with you on Friday saying that I think they're going to start building some momentum here, and then they fall flat on their face again, this time against the Los Angeles Clippers, who don't have Kawhi Leonard, who have so much less talent than the Lakers do, individual talent, but they play team ball. And with all that being said, the only optimism I have that as the team currently sits here today is they got LeBron and they got AD. You got to beat those two players four times out of seven. That's the part that I kind of sit back and say, well, I still hang my hat on, but I don't feel the same way I did before the season started.
Yeah, you said it this morning, and I said to you, I said, make the case for this still being a championship team. And you laid out the case that you just did right there in particular. Well, they have LeBron James and Anthony Davis. That is a good reason. If you have Anthony Davis and LeBron James, and we're going to play seven times, and you need to beat them four times, yeah, that's not easy to do. The other thing you said, though, I think is the reason why they're not. They have not shown any ability to be a consistent basketball team. They have not shown any ability to stack one good performance on top of the next. That it's a mediocre performance followed by two bad ones, followed by a pretty good one, followed by another mediocre one, followed by a good one, followed by a bad one. It's just all over the map. And I think whether we're talking about basketball, the NBA, the NFL, Major League Baseball, whatever – championship teams, more often than not, are pretty consistent performers. They're mm-hmm. going to give you something pretty similar. What I think I've heard John say this 1,000 times. When you talk about the Spurs when they were going through that championship, you had to beat them. You could beat them, but you had to beat them. They were almost never going to give you one. Almost never going to give you one. When the Lakers were really, really good, the Bobcats would always give them a weird time, but you had to beat the Lakers. They very rarely were going to give you one. This Laker team gives you a bunch. They open the door constantly. How many times have we talked about them falling way behind or them having a big lead and having the whole thing? That inconsistent teams very rarely make runs to championships. Now, the roster may turn over. I think that there's almost a certainty that it's going to, that we're going to see some action before the trade deadline. This is LeBron's MO, right? That when the team isn't good enough at the deadline, they start to shake it up. They start to turn some things over. I think that that's inevitable, that that's going to happen. But as this team's constructed right now through 24 games, I haven't seen one single thing other than what you said. If I have LeBron, I always have a chance, and I'm not dismissing that. LeBron always gives you a chance. But if that's your plan, it's not a great plan.
So we talked about the inconsistency. I want to kind of give it – this will give it more context. Do you remember after they lost the first two games of the year? So they lost to Golden State and Phoenix. Mm-hmm. Those were your first two games at Staples Center. They beat Memphis by three, barely beat them. Ja Morant missed that three. San Antonio in overtime, they beat, okay? Then they lost that game to the Oklahoma City Thunder.
The first of the two they've lost to the Thunder.
The first of the two who – I don't know if you saw this loss by – oh, we talked about this, 73.
Behind by 79 to Memphis without Ja Morant.
So
yes, we talked about it.
After that loss to the Thunder, They beat Cleveland, Houston, Houston.
Mm-hmm.
So you had a stretch there where you won 5 of 6 games. And the competition, I'll go San Antonio, Oklahoma City, Cleveland, Houston, Houston. So you kind of beat up on some bad teams. Since that little stretch, lost 2, won 2. Lost 1, won 1. Lost 3, won 1. Lost 1, won 1. Lost 1, won 2. Lost 1. They do not know how to build any kind of momentum. Friday night before the Lakers were taking on the Clippers, Coach Vogel does his little pregame presser, right? That was actually my exact question to Coach was, how difficult has it been, and do you think that's what's missing with this team, to just build momentum? You came off that game against the Sacramento Kings where you won 67-33 in the second half. Mm-hmm. Can you take that and bottle it up to something for this game? The answer is no.
Yeah.
They can't.
And
so,
all season. It's been like you just went through. It's not just they're going through a weird patch. This is who they are. So if you've played 24 games, your identity as a basketball team, I think, is pretty well established. They can change it by changing people or personnel or whatever else, but this group feels like this is the performance you're going to get more often than not.
So there are a couple pieces still missing. The Trevor Ariza piece and the Kendrick Nunn, okay? But I'm not going to sit here and try to justify that they're 12-12 because Trevor Ariza and Kendrick Nunn are not there.
Right.
Okay? So with that being said, You said something about LeBron James, and you said that, you know, this is what LeBron does. Well, this is what LeBron does. I'll tell you exactly what LeBron does. LeBron competes for NBA championships.
Yep.
That's what LeBron does. So if at any point we're sitting here a month from now and it's still looking like a 500 club and things didn't start clicking, you explain to me why they wouldn't walk into that trade deadline and that conversation being, well, figure out whatever the hell you need to do, because what we're not going to do is not try to compete for a championship, where every single year LeBron James has been in this league, it's been about winning championships or getting to the NBA Finals. And obviously right now, we got last week a chance to see the Suns and the Warriors play 2 games against each other. That is a different brand of basketball
like
than
league.
What we're watching with the Lakers.
It's like a different league. The Laker fans are all over this one. We're going to get as many of your calls in as we can. 877-710-3776. That's coming up next. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jets Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jets is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Travis Slee is presented by Progressive Insurance. Pet protection for Rookie comes free with auto collision coverage. Visit progressive.com. How's my guy Rookie doing?
Oh, bro, way too much energy.
Yeah?
Yeah, a couple times I've had to sit him down and just say, listen, I know you're 9 months. I know you're a golden retriever. I know you got a lot of energy in there. I just need you to just kind of kick back, watch Sandlot with me real quick.
Not a chance.
Not happening.
It's like having a toddler, right? They're not on your schedule. They're on their schedule.
But he's the man. He is the absolute man. You go out, just take a freaking tennis ball, something. He'll go running,
please,
sprinting all over the place.
Okay, we're just off on a little bit of a tangent here.
Yeah.
Why, you know that little stick that people have, they play with their dog that has like the cup on the end that throws the tennis ball? Mm-hmm. What am I missing here? Is it that hard to throw a tennis ball? Why can't I just, if I'm going to go, because I, you're
there's
right.
There's got to be a reason why they do that.
It gets all slobbery.
So what?
So you don't want to touch the dog. It's going to be super slobbery.
Okay, so
picking up the own dog's excrement, but you won't touch a tennis ball?
But you put your glove on or you put the trash bag over that. You don't touch the poop.
No, she's got a little bit of a point here.
No way.
Listen, it's impossible to not have a dog. Rookie does not sound like that, all right, bro? No. It's impossible to not have his slobber. It's just impossible, right? Like, it's going to be everywhere. If I grab someone to eat, all of a sudden he's drooling. I'm like, you just ate, okay? But with that being said, that dog will pick up anything.
Sure.
With his mouth.
Sure. Well, what, you want him to use his hands?
No, I want him to smell it and walk away, okay? I don't want him to just pick up everything.
I get that.
So there's a little something to what she's saying.
It's dirty, but if you're a dog owner, I mean, really, that's the
deal breaker? Can I
tell you a story?
A couple weeks ago, what happened? So there's this, you know, this little park area, not too big. And at one point, it was cool for me to just take a tennis ball, throw it in the park. He'd go get the tennis ball. And, you know, he's curious about everything else going on. Now he's well, somebody 100 yards away, I should go say hi to them. Okay? That's kind of his mindset. This guy one time went to, there were two dudes just kind of sitting there. You could tell they had just eaten whatever they did. And maybe they ate like part of their sandwich and not the whole thing. He went up to them to go say hello. Next thing you know, he just gets a little closer, just grabs half of the sandwich, takes off. I'm like, rookie.
Dude, you got to train him to do that, but not eat the sandwich to bring it back to you so you guys can split it. So you can have half of the stolen sandwich.
What is this dog, Scooby-Doo now?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Just rookie, go rob that bank.
Train him up like that. Let's try our first phone call on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Let's go to Newport Beach and Scotty. Scotty, you're on with Travis and Slee. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, fellas? You know, I think it's funny when people always say, oh, thanks for taking my call. Like, hey, guys, like, they didn't have a choice. Like, they're taking the call no matter what. So, anyways.
You're welcome anyway, Scotty. How about that?
Yeah, thank you. About the Lakers, I listen to you guys religiously. And
thank you.
Honestly, I always get, and no offense, Lee, but I always get you and Scott Kaplan, I always get your voices confused. Okay. So I don't know if that's just me or maybe other people, but I'm working on it. But my point is, with the Lakers, I feel like the team constructed currently is not a championship team, only because I feel like, Russell Westbrook, AD, and LeBron, you know, they haven't played together all that many games in a row, and there's always someone's hurt or somebody's on a protocol. But I think that they are missing one piece. Like, I feel like they, you know, another shooter or, I also feel like they need to play Rondo more. They need to play Rondo a lot more or have Rondo work with Russ in terms of ball control and things like that.
I appreciate you calling in. All right, so a couple things to that. You know, I wish they play this guy more, that guy less, whatever the case is. I don't know how many, and I genuinely don't know this, but I was trying to think of all the different players that have been in the starting lineup so far for the Lakers this year. So forget Russ, forget AD, forget LeBron. Leave those three out of the mix.
Everyone else feel like has started.
Carmelo started. Yeah. Monk has started. Ellington has started. Avery Bradley has started. Kent Bazemore started. Dwight Howard. DeAndre Jordan. THT. I'm not sure about Austin Reeves. I can't remember off the top of my head.
I don't think so,
but he might
maybe.
Have.
Yeah.
I just use that as an example because that's the one thing I just kind of walk away with so far this year. Can Scotty make a case, hey, you know what, Rondo deserves a little more minutes. Okay, maybe you're right. You know what, Dwight had a good game against Sacramento. Can you throw him in the starting lineup? Sure, let's throw him in the starting lineup. The problem is the end result, not much is changing here.
No, that's exactly right, Al. That it's not there haven't even been those moments often enough where you say, ooh,
we found it
right there. Do that more. Right. Do that more. Play those five guys together. That looks really, really good. Ooh, even LeBron, AD, and Russ, the three guys that we've talked about, you know, as the head of the snake, the guys that have to make this thing go as their three best players. Even, and I get it, they haven't played a ton together, but they've played enough together that we should have at least seen some moments where it's like, ooh, look at that. It hasn't happened. I don't think it's tinkering with what you have. I think it's you got to find a way to try to tinker with some different things. The trouble is, what do the Lakers have to move around? Like, if you looked at the Laker roster and you're trying to do trades, right?
Yeah.
Somebody else has to have what you want. I know that there's some salary dumps and things that need to line up, but it's not like the Lakers have a ton of flexibility in what they can do with their roster. They're kind of locked in with what they have.
I think they're also going to depend more on trying to figure out how they can make what they have work. I know you don't want to hear this, but just the reality. I think they had in their mind Trevor Ariza was going to start for this team. They need a wing. They don't have – there's plenty of times where, you know, they're trying LeBron at the four, the five, AD's at the five. They need a wing. And then Kendrick Nunn, that's the most money they spent in the offseason. They gave him that 5.5, you know, mm-hmm. that. So both of those players, but is that going to be the difference? I don't have the answer for you.
Yeah.
We just want to see some light at the end of the tunnel. There's too many of these games where you feel like maybe there's something and then they fall on their face again.
I don't want to be disrespectful to Trevor Ariza because I think he's a very, very good NBA player. He's a 36-and-a-half-year-old guy, and that's not going to be the difference. It's just not. It may help, but I don't know if it takes the – put it to you this way. Is there anybody that thinks when Trevor Ariza comes back that this team's on a par with Golden State and Phoenix? No.
No.
No. And that's – you have to get up there. It's not – they're not coming back. They're really, really good. You need to get up there, and I don't think that Trevor Ariza coming back does that for this team. Let's go to the next one. Torrance and Chris. Torrance, you're on with Travis Slee. What's up, Chris?
Hey, I just wanted to say I listen to you guys all the time. You guys are great.
Thanks, Chris.
Now, the thing I'd say about the Lakers is the pieces we're missing we have. They're just shells of themselves. We need Anthony Davis to step up. We need LeBron and Westbrook to get healthy and play how we think they should be playing. And the main piece that we're missing, the defense. Defense has to step up. We need to be Frank Vogel's defense-first team.
Thanks, Chris. Look, there's that too, Al. We were talking about this morning. We can talk about rotation. We can talk about making shots. We can talk about this piece fitting with that piece. And we've spent countless hours doing exactly that. There does not, and I'm going to put Russell Westbrook aside for a second because I don't think that he's guilty of this. I think he's the one guy that you can say, no, not him. There does seem to be some waning interest. There does seem to be
zero
some
sense of urgency.
That's the perfect word.
Yeah.
The sense of urgency, Russell Westbrook aside, mm-hmm. comes and goes. It's there occasionally, but it's not there on a regular basis. Russell Westbrook shows up every night ready to kill somebody, mm-hmm. and he plays his guts out, and I admire him for that. But the rest of this team, how many times have we talked about Anthony Davis? Like, dude, where were you tonight? And that kind of goes for the entire team. LeBron is very careful about picking his spots and when he goes, because the LeBron we saw against the Indiana Pacers, for instance, we don't get that guy every night.
But even that's dangerous.
Of course it is. Remember
we were talking about this?
Of course
this,
it is.
Where he's stepping back, he's taking 28-footers, and if you're Indiana, you got to say, hey, we'll live with that. As long as you're not driving to the basket, we'll live with it.
For sure, but it mm-hmm. was also just this, that there was that very clear thing that kind of takes over the gym where LeBron says, guys, we're gonna win
sure,
or lose
sure.
with me. I'm doing this, whether it's attacking the basket or jumpers. I would always prefer that he attack the basket. That's the best version of LeBron. But it was very clear, we are either going to win or lose based on what I do right now. And you can't do that 80 times a season, especially at a guy at this point in his career. That commitment, interest, effort, defense, whatever you want to quantify that piece does wane with the Lakers. And it brings us to the other part. How much of that responsibility is on Frank Vogel?
Okay, so I know we got to go to break here. Let's do a couple things here. We're going to keep this Laker conversation going at 11:45. So if you're on hold right now, we know there's a lot of people that are on hold. Stay with us, 877-710-ESPN. 11:45, we're going to talk more Lakers. By the way, it's time for Stat Hero Weekend Hero. Talk about our fantasy football winners and losers. Oh, by the way, the NBA, which is fantastic right now as well because you could pick up lineups there too. Stat Hero, the exclusive daily fantasy app partner of the Travis and Sliwa Show. What was your winners? Cooper Kupp, no question
Cooper
about it.
Cooper Kupp was really good. T.Y. Hilton was not very good this mm-hmm. weekend. You know what's kind of funny about Stat Hero? I hope I never have to see it, but on the occasions that I have lost, I like that the app kind of runs smack at you.
Yeah, they talk a little.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah, they talk a little.
I got one this morning. Welcome to Loserville. Thanks, Stat Hero. Pretty aggressive. Pretty funny, too. But I'm going to go right back at it. Got another chance to win one of these games. Love the NFL. Love the marquee games. And you get to see the lineups, Al. I picked the wrong one. Justin Jefferson and Johnson, they kind of cooked me this weekend. But I can get right back at it.
Jonathan Taylor was fantastic for me this weekend. Obviously, he's a baller. Stat Hero, the exclusive daily fantasy app partner of the Travis and Sliwa Show. Stat Hero, the first ever daily fantasy sports book that gives a player the advantage. Go to stathero.com/710ESPN for 300% back on your first play. More of your phone calls coming up at 11:45. I think the Coach Vogel conversation is an interesting one as well, Trav. We can do that as well, 11:45. Coming up next, it's Fact or Cap. Stay right here, Travis and Sliwa Show, 710 ESPN.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
It is a cap. Freaking cap.
You're even wearing a cap today, Alan.
That's right.
That's
right.
All over here.
Only on Well, we do it every day. Never mind.
And
take that one back.
And just letting everyone know that that photo I posted on my Twitter is not cap. I had a cocktail this weekend, and it had an imprint of Kobe Bryant on it.
Really, really cool.
So cool.
Yeah,
so,
you sent that to Trav and I.
Yeah, if you haven't checked it out, you should go check it out on
the
Twitter.
What was the drink underneath the Kobe portrait?
It was a whiskey sour, essentially. Okay. And it was called the Mamba. So shout out to Pookie
awesome.
And Coach.
Whiskey sour, always a good choice. Very good cocktail.
All right, up first. 31 people in Denmark got stranded in IKEA due to a snowstorm. So IKEA would be the best store to get stuck in. Travis, is this factor cap?
It's a pretty good one, but it's not the best, so it's cap. The best place to get stranded is a Walmart, right? Because you have everything you could ever pop there. The Walmart has groceries. Walmart,
it's better than mine.
Walmart has like weapons.
Yeah. If you want to ride a bike,
started.
Want to ride a bike around the place? Go ride a bike.
You want to ride a bike?
Want to throw
TV
a football around?
There's sporting goods, there's clothes, there's food,
gosh,
there's
dang it,
weapons.
That's so much better than mine.
Everything you could ever want is in a Walmart. So if you had to be stranded anywhere, I'm gonna pick Walmart as my top destination.
It is cap as well, and definitely I'm wrong. I was going to say grocery store, you know, just kind of eat whatever you want, drink whatever
what
you want, but
fun?
Walmart's giving you both.
What are you
That's
do?
The problem.
What if you're in there for a couple weeks?
Yeah. Play with Tupperware. Like, what are you going to do?
How are you going to warm up the pizza? You know? You got a microwave at Walmart.
You got there's everything
yeah,
at
everything.
Walmart. Play, at the grocery store,
gosh,
all you have is that wire
it.
Tower with the like the beach balls in it that you would beg
there's
your mom
electronics
for
at
six.
Walmart. You can
everything.
Watch some movies. You
there's,
can do whatever you want.
Video games.
Yeah, there's PS4 at Walmart, five. What are we on now? Five? Whatever PS version we're on right now, whatever you want is at a Walmart.
Yeah, IKEA, you're going to you could sleep on a bed, but you're going to starve to death as well.
You
have to put it together, too.
You
have to put it together, too.
You're going to have to put your own bed together.
That's damn
You could
true.
Start a civilization in Walmart.
You can
take over the rest of the world from inside.
So where are you? See that tent over there? I'm over there.
I'm in
the corner.
Housewares. The Rogers has moved from housewares to automotive. We made the switch.
I'm just telling you, the women's clothing area, dangerous. Do not go over in that area. There's some
they're nuts over
some
there.
Some mean people over there.
All right, so next, if you have a negative experience at a restaurant, you will give a bad Yelp review. Alan, is this fact or cap?
Okay. This is a cap. I will not do that. But I use Yelp a lot. Yelp has determined many, many lunches and dinners for me and my girl. So it's a big thing where you depend on. What do they say? They say if you go to a good restaurant, you tell one person. If you go to a bad restaurant, you tell nine people, something like that. It is kind of funny to read some of the Yelp reviews because some people just really want to go out of their way to complain about something.
True.
And if you're leaving six pages about the server just took a little long, that then you got the drink, you asked for extra ice and there wasn't extra, I don't need all those details. Was the spot good or was it not good? Throw me a couple photos on there. Yelp will obviously provide that. I use Yelp, but I will not leave a review.
This kind of goes back to what we were talking about with movies and TV shows.
God,
and
Walmart
and all
is
these
such
sort of,
a good answer.
You know, it's the best. What did you expect?
Okay, relax. Relax.
What did you expect? I give these things. I don't know about you. So, okay, let's go back to the Walmart thing for a second. I will come back to Yelp. But here's the thing.
I was going to go to like a liquor store.
I don't know if this works for you. Do you envision a world where the worst case scenario comes true? Like, do you scout places to live if you've got kicked out of your house? Because I do. Like, I drive around, I'm like, I could live there for a couple weeks. Like, if the worst thing happened, I could live right there. I could eat, you know, I'm always envisioning the worst place. So I always think about like
apocalyptic
scenarios.
That wasn't even a hesitation.
No, it's exactly where you go. All right, back to Yelp really quick. I've never left one. I've never read one. I don't know. So this, like I was saying, the recommendations that I care about are from people that I know like the same things I like or that I know dislike the same things that I dislike. So if you and I have been to 10 restaurants together, Al, and we both said, okay, those eight were good and those two were crappy, and you tell me, Trev, stay away from that place, I'm going to stay away from it because I trust you. But going on and having, you know, Bill from Canoga Park say, this place sucks, well, I don't know, Bill. You know, and somebody else, Rachel from West Covina, says, this place is awesome.
First of all, Bill and Rachel, we appreciate you guys listening. Don't listen to what Travis is saying.
So I don't know. The recommendations I need to come from people like
Can I tell you what you should do with Yelp?
No.
Download the app just so you can look at some photos. So just so you can get an idea.
Yeah, that's all I use it for.
That's the perfect way to use it.
I can take a photo where I don't look like I'm 50 pounds overweight, and I am. You know what I mean? The photo
might be the deepest thing you've ever said to me.
Tricky,
but the thing is,
don't look into it that much. It's good to see.
You have a mix of photos that are done by the restaurant and photos that are done by people.
You got to get by the ones that are done by the restaurant.
The thing is, it's the best ones because you can see actually what it came out as in multiple.
No, you don't know. That's not true.
No, it's 100%.
I can take the plate and shake it up and make it look like a dog's breakfast.
You are a liar.
No,
not everyone thinks the same way that you do, Trev.
Everyone is lying.
You are lying.
Everyone is scheming all the time. And they're trying to, that if I had a bad experience, oh, watch, I'm going to
You are dishonest? I don't even know where I'm going with this.
All of that's probably true.
All right. You prefer a dive bar over a nice wine bar. Alan, is this factor cap?
Okay, so I hadn't been to a dive bar in a really long time.
You just went to the Buccaneer the other day.
Can I finish my sentence?
See what it feels like?
Yes, I do. I haven't been to a dive bar in a long time. Went to the Buccaneer, I think it was on, like you said, Thursday. Man, it was something about just... That was nice.
It's fun.
Kind of loose.
It's fun.
People are loud for no reason. Guy's probably on his sixth beer and it's 3:30. You know, is what it is.
On a Thursday.
On a Thursday. There was something about it. Yeah. But I think I'd still go wine bar. I like, there's something about a wine bar too. The spread that they have is usually good. They have good food there. Ambiance, obviously a certain setting. If you said, hey, just pick one of them, I think I'd pick wine bar, but nothing wrong with a good old dive bar.
Yeah. I'm assuming that the question is kind of set up like one or the other, right? That you can only do one.
Essentially, if you had to get rid of one.
I think I'd choose the dive bar. It's a little more fun for all the reasons that you said. I like a nice wine bar, too, having a couple of glasses of wine. That's not to your point, too.
Because I'd rather have a bourbon than a glass of wine.
Yeah, but they got the little fancy snacks, too, which are always pretty. But a bowl of pretzels or peanuts or beer nuts or that little spicy.
Can't go wrong. Are you kidding me?
Some darts, some games in the corner.
Darts, pool, the tabletop shuffleboard, which, by the way, anybody wants a piece of me, I'll take you in all of those things. I'll take all of them. So, yeah, I'm pretty good at those games. I'm pretty good at those dive bar
So dive bar it is?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, go dive bar, go wine bar.
All right, guys. If you're like me, I spent all Saturday watching all the conference championship games. Mm-hmm. And at every championship game.
Hopefully you didn't watch San Diego State.
It just missed me.
Whoops.
But at every conference championship game, they always do the annual Dr. Pepper Challenge where two students compete to throw balls into a contraption.
Yep.
So you could easily win this competition. Travis, this is Factor Cap.
It's the easiest one you've ever asked me. Fact.
What are the competitions again?
So you know when they take the football, you have to throw it through the circle? You're about 10 or 12 yards away.
You kick a field goal too?
Seeing the field. That one I wouldn't be good at. I would not be good at the one where you have to kick. I don't do well at that.
Yeah.
But if I have to just throw a football through a circle the size of a trash can,
we're good on that.
I'll take on Dan Marino. I can do little games.
Look at his confidence over here. Jeez. Yeah, he's got a lot of confidence.
Well, here's
right
the
here
thing.
Yeah.
You guys don't hear me talk like that very often. If I tell you I'm good at something, I'm good
You're
at something.
You're probably good at it.
Yeah. I am good at those sorts of
he's
games.
He's probably throwing the ball like Uncle Rico or something from the entitlement.
And he's saying, if I didn't get injured.
No, I'm good at silly bar games. I'm good at little contests, cornhole and horseshoes.
You know what that says?
I'm very,
you know what that
very
says
good at that stuff.
It means you're coordinated. Yeah. Like there's a little
Like I said, I am a reasonably good athlete as long as it doesn't involve
you
my
can't
feet.
You can't kick a 20 yarder?
No, not a chance.
Really?
I can't kick, I can't surf, I can't ski, I can't skate, I can't do any of those sorts of things. But if it's throwing or hitting, I'm fine.
Yeah, I think those would be fun. I'm good on the Dr. Pepper challenge as well. We're good on that. Was somebody making
Why
fun of?
Why do they do that chest pass thing? You know, sometimes they do the chest pass. Like,
wait a minute, bro. When All-Star Weekend, when they do the skills challenge, I'm like, are you guys really asking Dwayne Wade and Steph Curry to throw a chest pass? Why is this in the mix?
And no one can
here
ever do it too, right?
Chris Paul is dribbling around a cone.
Yeah, it's a pretty silly.
And then after that, somebody's going to do a 360 off the backboard. Like, these are not the same competitions.
No, they're not. But the football one, right, where you have to, they have, and it's, they do like a, with a football, keep in mind, they do like a chest pass through the hole as opposed to throwing it like a football.
Maybe
they
throw it off a little bit.
I don't know why they do it. Yeah. It's the weirdest thing in the world, but almost everybody does it now. We need to rig that. I need to get in one of those competitions. That absolutely needs to happen. All right, speaking of college football, a wild weekend.
I just want to take the half court shot into the third quarter.
How many would it take? I'll give you 10. You make one? You need more than 10? NBA court we're talking. Because that's much different than like a high school gym.
Well, here's the thing. I can't give you like a number how many it's going to take. I'm hitting the rim. Definitely hitting the rim a few times here.
So everybody misses short.
What's that?
Everybody misses those shots short.
And usually when you hit it, it's a bank shot.
Yeah.
A bank shot's usually how you hit
it. You have a chance if it's a bank shot. If it's
short. Just give
it
enough arc, then it just comes down to you, are you accurate or not?
I think I could get, if you gave me 20 heaves, I think I'd get one in.
You know what's funny? When I do the third quarter update, right?
Yes.
What are you doing?
A Lakers game break with Alan Sliwa.
All right, through three quarters, the Clippers with a 87-79 lead on the Lakers. Yes. Clippers outscore the Lakers.
Okay, so can I say, when I do a third quarter, if you actually take a listen, that's when they're just starting to take the third quarter shot.
Right.
So I'm like, I don't want to do the update. I want to watch this. I want to see what happens.
How many
here.
Times have you seen it go in? In person. Watched it go through.
I've
seen it twice.
Wow, you know what? I don't
awesome.
Remember. That. So the last 3 years... This is the third year I'm doing the broadcast. I'm sure there's one or two in. I just can't remember one off the top of my head.
Yeah, it's the place goes absolutely nuts when it happens. The carousel is turning. And by the way, that Lincoln Riley job just got a little bit better.
Plus your Laker calls. We got all these Laker calls lined up as well. So we'll do that coming up next.
710 ESPN. It's all coming up. Travis Lee, 710 ESPN. So I had a couple of my family members come out to SoFi yesterday
okay.
to see their first game there. Mm-hmm. It's such a thrill to be able to see people's first reaction to that place. Mm-hmm. I know we've talked when you went through it the first time. It's still, every time you walk through, you're like, are you kidding me with this place? It is such
well, and that's
a
the first
remarkable
reaction
venue.
You have when you park.
Every time. Yeah, well, you still think, yeah. We'll just leave that where that is. We'll move on. It is a beautiful building. Give yourself a little time to get out of the lot. It takes a little time. I did the post game show, and my wife and my son only beat me home by half an hour. How about
really?
That? Yeah, it takes a minute. You got to be patient. You got to.
By the
patient.
Time you leave, is it clean?
Not clean, no. Yeah. But it's cleaner. It's 75,000-80,000 people coming out of the place at the yep. same time. It's going to take a little bit. Let's go back to the phones. Dr. Pepper calling line talking about whether or not the Lakers, as currently constructed, yep. we still consider them a championship team. Let's go to Saheed in Granada Hills. Saheed, you're on with Travis and Slee. What's up?
No. Oh, yes. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling in, buddy. What's going on?
Yes, yes. Long-time listener, second-time caller. I called in on Kobe Day. It was pretty memorable, though.
Great.
But, yeah, I just wanted to say, I just don't think this Laker team has a lot of dogs, really. Like, they don't have that, you know, it's a role player, but someone who doesn't take crap from anyone on any team, you know. Like a Rick Fox, Danny Green, you know, a Brian Shaw, a Derek Fisher, who would shoot five times, even though in the first, 3 minutes of the game, knowing that Kobe and Shaq is still on the team, you know. You don't have that type of person that sets the tone and is just a perfectionist in their path.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Saheed. I don't know about that. Rondo's one of those guys, isn't he? I think that I would put Dwight Howard at this point in his career as one of those guys. Nobody's pushing Dwight around. Dwight's a tremendous agitator. He's a guy that's going to be involved in stuff. And Rajon Rondo is the ultimate take-no-crap guy.
Well, let me set the table here. I think this team is going to go with the way LeBron and AD's personality goes during the season as well. If LeBron and Anthony Davis, if they have a sense of urgency in December, I think there'll be a sense of urgency from the rest of the team. I think Dwight and Rondo can only offer so much when it comes to. I think Brian Shaw is only to offer.
Sure.
Derek Fisher can only do so much. Like those Rick Foxes, the Meta World piece, they're only going to be able to do so much. But, you know, We were having this conversation before the show, and we might as well bring it up now as we take some of these calls. How much of this should go on Vogel? How much of the 12-12 start should go on Coach Vogel? Mm-hmm. Well, if I told you that Coach Vogel was making the same mistake every single time, that he's just stubborn and I'm only going to use the same players, I'm not going to switch out my starting lineups, I'm not going to change who closes out games, I would say, okay, we got some issues with Coach because he's really not – he's not trying something different. He's being stubborn. You know, we talk about Sean McVay continuing to want to throw the ball and not, hey, you want to, if you get your running game going.
He could barely contain himself yesterday.
I'm sure he probably couldn't.
It was
which is more
yards,
frustrating.
5 yards, 2 yards, 7 yards. Okay,
okay, enough of
it.
That.
Yeah. It's kind of what it felt like.
But that's not Vogel. Vogel will adjust to everything. Okay, so when I hear people who go after Coach Vogel, this is the one thing that I pay attention to. When I watch these games, does it feel like to you that, Trav, there's a sense of urgency?
No.
Does it feel like Anthony Davis
no.
is grabbing these guys and saying, pick it up right now. I don't want to hear – I don't care that we're 60 games away from the season ending. I don't – that's irrelevant. Yeah. How we play today is going to start kind of dictating your culture on this team. The Warriors play games today much different than I think the Lakers do. The Suns play game is much different. Those two were going at it back and forth. Steph had a quote on Friday, right?
Yeah, we're not. You don't get to continue that streak on our court.
Before they even played each other, earlier in the week, Draymond had said something. We love playing against teams that are playing this well because it's a good challenge for us. We want to end that streak. I don't feel like the Lakers have that. And to this point, Lakers entered that game on Friday night against the Clippers. Okay. Every single reason you could think of why you could potentially build some momentum off of this, Clippers don't have the squad that you have. Look, Marcus Morris and Luke Kennard. But let me say this. They don't have the squad that you have. They don't. Now, that doesn't mean they don't play as a better team than you do, because the only way the Clippers are going to beat you is by playing team basketball. Mm-hmm. Lakers might have individuals, and the Clippers might have a team that they're throwing out there and think, hey, as a team, we could beat them. There's never been this sense of urgency so far from this team, and I don't know if that light can just switch on or not, but
that worries me. I have a fundamental disconnect with this. We keep talking about this team like it's good. It's not. It's not. They don't have as good a team. Yes, they do. You know how I know? Because they beat them. And these other bad teams.
They have individual players right now.
That's different. Yeah. That's different than having a good squad. Mm-hmm. Having good players, air quotes, is different than having a good team. The Lakers right now do not have a good team. They have a lot of star players. LeBron James is a star player. Anthony Davis, Russell Westbrook, Carmelo Anthony, star players. 12-12 teams are not good teams.
But who is arguing they have a good team?
Well, you're saying that the squad is better than this. They're not. Their record says that they're not. They're not better than most teams. They're just kind of a middle-of-the-pack squad. They're not better. I mean, if we're talking about some of these really dog teams in the league, sure, but...
But we're not supposed to be having that conversation.
Exactly. Yeah. My point is that the good teams, if you say they're not as good as Golden State, Phoenix, Brooklyn,
Miami, go down the list.
Sure.
Chicago
absolutely.
Bulls.
Absolutely. But once we get past those, they're kind of in the boat with everybody else. Now, whether they can fix it or not, we'll see. I do think that what Saheed was saying a minute ago is important to a point. Like you're talking about, well, we need dogs. We need role guys that can step into these roles. And those guys are incredibly important, right? The Alex Carusos of the world, the Derek Fishers of the world, for sure they're important. But those guys are only important when the top is right.
Sure.
They're only important when
they
Kobe
compliment.
Bryant and Shaquille O'Neal are smashing people, then Robert Horry
and Rick Fox
and Derek Fisher become more valuable. Mm-hmm. When Anthony Davis and LeBron James are playing at the top,
KCP and
all those things. But when the top is in disarray, then those role guys don't matter nearly as much. Let's try another one here. Let's go to Howard in Encino. Howard, you're on with Travis and Slee. What's up, Howard?
Hi, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Good, man. Thank you.
The big thing that's wrong with the Lakers is defense, and some of that can be coached. I noticed that Malik Monk is getting a tiny bit better on defense. I mean, it's going through picks. It's having a plan. It's understanding how to be on your man and stay there like Russell Westbrook doesn't. You know, it's things like that, a lot of little things, but they have the ability to be coached and shown film and change some of that, because defense is just heart and effort. So all these guys could do it. It's just a question if they have the heart and the effort to do it. And if we have good defense, we'll win the championship.
I appreciate you calling in, bud. Thank you for calling in. Okay. Why does that bother me when I hear that? It really does. Like when I hear, well, the question is going to be, do they have the heart to go do it? So I think that's a whole separate conversation on its own. We'll throw out the phone number if you guys want to be a part of the Travis and Sliwa show. We'll continue to talk about
so much, because it didn't seem like it was out of bounds.
We'll continue to talk about Lakers basketball coming up next. 877-710 ESPN.